Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Special edition show today. I'm joined by the man, the face, as John Cena would say, that runs the place, Mr. Derek Pearson, Mr. DP. We are talking wrestling. He's a gigantic wrestling fan, as am I. All right, real quick, make sure you check out The Ticket, theticket.com, Facebook, Twitter, the Tube of You, YouTube. If you have nothing better to do with your life, you can also check out the Carriker Chronicles on all those same spots, CarrikerChronicles.com, the Tube of You, Facebook, Twitter. Just put out a highlight tape, because I typically take the summers off from doing the Chronicles, especially this year with the move. Put out a highlight tape if you want to go check it out. Husker football video game performances from Ndamukong Suh, Taylor Martinez, Trey Palmer, and Roy Helu. If you want to go check those out, put it out last night. All right, DP, my friend, so we can keep chatting about the greatest WrestleMania, most entertaining in my opinion, at least, okay, most talked about, biggest buzzwords, okay, of all time, a WrestleMania 40. We could talk about that forever, but it was brought to my attention, okay, because I listen to a million wrestling podcasts. All right, mm-hmm. Solid Monster does a great job. He was the one I was listening to this morning. It's AEW, mm-hmm. their five-year anniversary. And for those who don't know, AEW stands for All Elite Wrestling. They started 5 years ago. Owner Tony Khan is part owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay, he's a part owner in a professional soccer club team. He's a billionaire, you know, a few times over. Big-time pro wrestling fan, started this promotion a few years ago. Cody Rhodes helped him start it a few years ago, as well as some other guys as well. And so it's their fifth year, their five-year anniversary of being in existence. And I wanted to get your thoughts, okay? Because there's been no viable competition to WWE since WCW went under in 2001. TNA, kind of, sort of, for a little bit, had a little run on Spike TV about 10, 15 years ago, but not really. Okay, AEW is the first real competition in any way, shape, or form that WWE's had in the past two decades, okay? So I wanted to get your thoughts on what they've done well, what have they not done well, and your thoughts on AEW going forward.
So Adam, two things. First of all, I stand and applaud you out loud for your pronunciation of the Jacksonville NFL franchise.
Okay.
Because anybody that calls them the Jaguars,
oh my God,
is a dear friend of mine. Is a dear, like, that is a brotherhood that is, that's a deep level brotherhood for anybody that calls them the Jaguars.
Okay. That wasn't even on purpose. It just happened.
Oh man, it's so special. I was in Carolina for those two expansion franchises.
Okay.
And anything that made fun of Jacksonville, Carolina was all about. So we never called them the Jaguars. They were always the Jaguars.
That's awesome.
And I find great humor in that. The one thing, I've said this before on air here, that I don't think AEW is competition. I think they're an alternative, and there's a difference. Because that competition thing, you're not going to compete with that big volume money. It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But a fine alternative, because it allows development and extension of characters to happen. Here's my thing about AEW, and it's first and foremost the only reason why I started to watch it in full, because they got right something that the WWE got wrong, and that is the greatest promo cutter in all of pro wrestling entertainment. They have figured out, because Toni Storm is the greatest thing going on in pro wrestling, period. Toni Storm, listen, her promos. Look, WWE didn't know what to do with her because she didn't look the part of what they were familiar with promoting. She didn't look like a bodybuilder turned gymnast. No, she looked like a pro wrestler. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know what to do with it. And she said, okay, me being who I am in this space doesn't work. But in me is the greatest character that we can find. And she went, listen, Toni Storm, I look forward to her social media more than all of the other wrestlers combined. There's nobody that cuts a promo, works a match, and then cuts a promo post-match like Toni Storm. If everybody, of all the things Tony Khan has gotten right, Toni Storm sits on the Mount Rushmore. And more of that, because there are a ton of women wrestlers who needed to get outside of WWE's formula and chemistry to build their own. She did it. She's a perfect storm. Who's the other young lady that from the other alliance? Not Raven. Black young lady that was with the WWE. They didn't know how to use her. She goes over and wins the strap in another organization. Those are the two. Those are perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She green eyes. She does the whole thing. But I love the fact that AEW allows for growth, new talent to find its way in. And yeah, I like the additional two nights of wrestling a week, but that's just me. But Toni Storm is the playbook for everything that the AEW is doing right.
She's doing a great job. She's reinvented herself. She's made herself unique. She's made herself stand out. Now, sometimes you can be Athena is what she's called now.
Was yes, the other girl yes, you were talking about. Yes, yes.
So
yes.
Whenever somebody leaves WWE, they have to basically have a new name. And so half the time I forget their new name, but she's known as Athena now.
Okay. Yes, Athena.
So, yeah. So Toni Storm, a lot of people become unique, but you're not good at it. Or right. You're just not interesting. She has made herself unique. She's really freaking good at it, and she's become very interesting. And when she first started doing it, and I might let you tell the people exactly what she's doing that's a little bit different. I think you've watched her a little bit more than I have recently. Since, I'm going to be honest with you. Since WrestleMania, I've not been able to watch as much just with the chaotic part of life right now. Once we get settled in Lincoln, I'm going to be all over it all over again. But when she first started doing it, I was like, ugh, I don't know. And I thought it was – I was sitting there trying to figure out if I liked it or not.
Right.
And what I have seen of it, and admittedly not as much as you, is really good. Unique, good, and it makes her stand out.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Okay. Well, so enlighten the people a little bit on what exactly she is doing at this point.
So what she did was to take the whole Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield type of bombshell and went back. She's now timeless Toni Storm.
Yep.
And she started with these vignettes that were black and white. And it was her with that classic, you know, early 1900 makeup and that sort of cut up video that looks a little choppy and looks a little there. And then she kind of put herself in voice. She dropped her New Zealand accent and dropped this sort of classic Hollywood chin up voice. And her catchphrase, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say it on air, but it's the best, because in this thing, she kept saying, as I say, chin up, and I'll be creative here. Folks will go with me. Chin up, boobs out, and watch out for the shoe. And she takes off anybody that she's in rivalry with. She will, at the end of her promo, take off her shoe and throw it at them. And it's always like, you know, it's coming, but mm-hmm. it's still done so well. But the whole thing of chin up, boobs out is just, it is just the best. And then she always, she's a little raunchy, but mm-hmm. still done so in that early Hollywood sort of way. And then as a performer, she's really personal with who she's working with. She will steal some of their moves and put it into the match, right? Just to show them mm-hmm. that I am just as good as you are at what you do. You're just not as good as I am at what I do. And it's pretty amazing to watch somebody who was literally thrown away. She was thrown away by the WWE. Mm-hmm. And now she's the top draw in AEW. She's the best, and it's not even close. So character development, they talk about it. Character development, the psychology of pro wrestling, the ability to tell a story and make people care about the story, and then performance and your ability to finish. Well, she's added to that in the promo cut, because that's the difference between superstars and stars. That mm-hmm. there are, like, Drew McIntyre is a great star. He's not a superstar because his promos are terrible. They're still terrible. Years later, they're still terrible. As much as he tries to be cute with it. CM Punk, who's not as great of a performer as he used to be, is still better with the mic than most of the people he's dealing with. The Rock, he's the icon when it comes to that, because Dusty Rhodes is no longer around. But that leads me to ask you this, Adam Carriker, five wrestlers with the microphone, who are the best?
Oh,
right. Who are the best with the microphone? And I know that five makes it impossible.
So I reacted like that because there's a long list, and trying to narrow it to five is challenging.
Only five, Adam.
So I'll go with who just popped into my head first. People that popped in, and you got to keep in mind, okay, like Goldberg is my favorite wrestler.
Not a great
1A. No. Not talking about promo. Right. In fact, he was the more quiet he was, the more I liked him specifically. Right. Okay. Right. That wasn't his skill set. That's okay. But that's 1A. 1B was The Rock. For complete opposite reasons, by the way. Complete opposite reasons. So The Rock pops into my head right away. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ric Flair pops into my head right away. Mm-hmm. Rowdy Piper pops mm-hmm. into my head right away. Mm-hmm. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the four that popped into my head within a half second of you asking me that question. Mm-hmm. Another guy I'm going to throw in here is a guy that annoyed the crap out of me for about a decade. And I don't know that it was his fault. Okay. Right. He came out as the doctor. He about got fired.
Doctor of Thugonomics, baby.
Stephanie McMahon hears him randomly freestyle rapping in the back of the bus, leads to a segment where he raps to Stephanie on SmackDown. Then he turns into the Doctor of Thugonomics, which was phenomenal. Seen fans who cannot rap at all. Some who actually could, and they'd freestyle as he's walking in or out of a pay-per-view or Monday Night Raw or whatever. He never lost, although one fan made it really close. Right. These are from years ago, obviously. And then the whole get the F out, WWF to WWE, we're going PG. I think it was more or less he was just going to be the face of the place at that time. And so he had to ride that wave, and his promos went along that manner because he was the company guy doing what he was asked. And he was so freaking annoying.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it was his fault, because I've seen him take an entire crowd that was booing him out of the building and turn them into cheering him multiple times by the end of the promo. And then I've seen him, whenever somebody comes at him and he just does his thing, I've yet to see him lose a promo battle. He made The Rock look awful when they went head to head.
So good.
I don't think The Rock was fully focused. I think he was about 50% Hollywood on his mind and 50% WWE when they were going at each other, and Cena exposed that. I've watched Cena dissect CM Punk, okay? And these are some of the – CM Punk's another guy that comes to my name, by the way, mm-hmm. comes to my head. MJF is another guy, although mm-hmm. he needs more time, okay, mm-hmm. in my opinion, because he needs more competition to go at people and see how he does. But Cena, when he is allowed to be John Cena and doesn't have to be the company guy, he does such a good job of finding the teeniest, tiniest little crack in your argument, and he explains it and articulates it so well, and it's almost indefensible just about every time. So I would actually put him in their number five, because I love Dr. Thugonomics. I love when he's just John Cena. I hated the company guy in the middle, but that wasn't his fault. Who are your five guys?
Oh, okay.
Or so, ladies, five guys, yeah, or ladies.
Right. So we have to go to break.
Okay.
But I'll rattle off my five as soon as we come back to close out the Adam Carriker Show.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.